This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 125 of bookcareers.com live. I'm here today with Laura Summers, who you probably know is the founder of Book Machine, a huge community for people in book publishing. Now, Laura has just finished a themed tech season at Book Machine, and we're really interested to know what sort of technology has come up and come through in the discussions. So, Laura, welcome.
Thank you. I'm
very pleased to have you. In your tech season, what technology are we seeing currently in use in book publishing?
Good question. So we've been interviewing lots of different people throughout tech season. I don't think I'm going to be able to cover everything today, but I can cover a few sort of standout discussions that we've had and things that have really stood out to be important within the industry at the moment. So yesterday, which was the final day of tech season, I had the pleasure of speaking with Pete McCarthy from Ingram. Pete is based in New York, and he's a bit of a guru when it comes to marketing technology. He founded a marketing agency back in the 90s, and out of that, they created a tool called Optically. Optically was acquired by Ingram and is now known as Marketing Insights. And for those of you that don't know, Marketing Insights is an all-in-one dashboard for book marketers, and it gives you an overview of all of your analytics. So within a few moments, you can summarize the performance of your front list, of your backlist. It's super impressive. Like, I've had to demo various occasions, and it's taken the work of the kind of thing that would have taken you lots of time to go into all your different accounts and to check everything. Now you have one dashboard and it gives you that summary. So as a book marketer, you know where to focus. So Marketing Insights is something that really stands out. We also interviewed Superdoo during tech season. And as we all know, online bookstores are much more important than they ever have been before. And Superdoo have a really slick range of tools which are used across the trade. And they really help publishers building their online shops. So they can manage and set up the e-commerce side of things, but then also your metadata, product visibility. They've positioned themselves in a way that really, and have the experience of working with so many different publishers now, that in terms of technology for websites, I really recommend, and we've heard really good things about them throughout tech season.
Okay, we've seen a great shift to remote working. What seems to be winning the war, Zoom or Microsoft Teams or something else?
Well, since we both use Zoom, I think we'll say Zoom. But no, I think they have, in a way, they have different use cases. So yes, they both allow screen sharing, recording, whiteboards and file sharing. But Teams seems to be preferred for internal collaboration. So because it really, because it really ties in nicely to the Microsoft 365 environment and it integrates with Word, Outlook, SharePoint, it really makes sense for those internal discussions. Whereas Zoom, as we know, because we use it a lot, is preferred for the working externally. It's really quick to log on. And I use Zoom all day because I have so many external conversations. So I'd say Zoom was the winner, but yeah. I totally understand why lots of bigger organizations rely on Teams.
Yeah, I'm like you, I'm in Zoom all day, but we are migrating some of the work we do to Microsoft Teams. Mm. So it's really interesting to hear, you know, that, well, Zoom's winning the war, but how other companies are using Teams. Now, are there any tech skills coming through? You know, any idea what technology might be in practice, say, in the next 18 months, 2 years? What kind of things should be people looking out for?
I follow Emma Barnes a lot on this topic. So for those of you who don't know, Emma Barnes runs BiblioCloud, which is another software which is really useful for publishers for organizing their metadata. So Emma's been championing the way learning to code for many years, and she really supports people who are trying to do this. And one of the things that she does, which I would recommend, is something called Side Project Summer. And this encourages people throughout the summer to dedicate a Friday afternoon to focusing on their own development and learning to code. And there's a whole community of people who share what they've developed with their code and then encourage each other. And it's a really supportive environment. So coding skills, number one. And if you're looking to do that, I'd look at Side Project Summer and speak to Emma Barnes about it. Your question about what's coming up in 18 months to 2 years, I don't have a crystal ball. I know that tech is here to make our working practices more efficient. And by making things more efficient, we save time, we save money. And then as humans, we as humans can spend less time at our desk and more time having fun. So I think that's where we're heading, so that we can step away from things and let the technology do the work. What exactly that is, I don't know, but I can definitely see that there are tools out there that are helping us move in that direction.
That's great. Now, in that, we're seeing more automated technology in other walks of life. Do you feel this is impacting in publishing at all?
It should do, and it will do, and it has done. So something that we've been talking about this month is augmented reality and virtual reality, AR and VR. And sales of headsets in this area rose by 350% over the past year. So we have to see more of this in publishing. And one of the events we ran this month was hosted by Emmanuel Collade of Shelf. And he essentially runs a library which gives you access to your books in physical and print, sorry, in physical format and in digital format. So you get to both of them and you can dip into both of them. So what we talked about at the event he hosted were immersive technologies, and particularly around virtual and virtual reality and immersive reality, and they're not being widely used. And there were examples at the event of stories of companies who are able to create stories in these immersive environments where listeners can really immerse themselves in the story and be part of it. And it's fascinating what you can do. We're not seeing a lot of it. We will see more of it. But I think the use of this immersive technology isn't just limited to storytelling, which is the natural way that you think as publishers would use it, but it could also be used for public speaking skills, leadership training, sales skills, a lot of the ways that we develop at work, particularly because we're working from home, can really be enhanced by using virtual learning environments and virtual environments. So I think we're not using them as much as we could do, and it's quite exciting to think what can happen, and I think it will, but we're just always just sort of lagging slightly behind some of the more consumer type businesses are doing.
Great, it's really interesting. Now, what is the long-term view if we're looking forward to publishing in 2025? And you said you couldn't even look forward to 18 months, but if we're looking forward to publishing in 2025 and beyond, what do you think the industry will look like? You know, do you think there will be any jobs at risk by then, and do you think there'll be any jobs created?
I think in terms of geographic location, we've obviously learnt from the past year and a half that we can work from different places. We don't all have to be in an office together, and we're going to see more publishing hubs crop up across the country. So we've seen Hachette leading the way with offices in Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Sheffield and Bristol. So that's going to really help things, and that's really just the start, and it's going to give people a lot more choices about where they want to live. In terms of technology, it's going to provide us with better data to make wiser choices. It's not just about having the data, it's about knowing how to analyse and use the data wisely. And that in itself, that data analysis is a skill that's going to be really important and really sought after as well. As the technology gets better to give us better data, we then need that brain power to use that data in a way that really helps. So I think anything that can be automated should be automated. I know not everyone will agree with that, which does put certain jobs at risk. However, at the same time, there's lots that can't be automated. We can't automate our creative thinking. We can't automate our relationships. There's so much like that that can't be. So I think it's thinking about those skills and building up on those skills which can't be automated, and then understanding how the technology works, and how if you're not going if you're not the relationships focused person or the creative focused person, what can you learn in terms of tech skills that will help you to work with the technology? And as I said, I'd really recommend following what Emma Barnes does with Side Project Summer and getting involved with that as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. So instead of saying metadata, 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 we should just be saying data, data, data.
Possibly.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time, Laura. It's been really enlightening. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to speak to you.
Thank you once again to Laura. You can find her personally on Twitter at Laura Summers Now or at Book Machine, and find out more at bookmachine.org. And if you're stuck not knowing what technology you should learn to boost your career in publishing, or what will help you keep ahead of the game, or if you're stuck in a job and you want help attaining the publishing job of your dreams, my email, as always, is Suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter at bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.